This is the Wonder Grog. No sign language or icon books. He talks.
Uh-huh.
Rather relieved to finally meet someone who wasn't worried about my luggage, I stared at the man in the suit jacket's water and smacked my lips. I was thirsty after the ride.
You drive?
I liked that he didn't call me a stoop. I mimicked the operation of a steering wheel and floor shift. Yes, drive.
You fight? No subdue? Subdue?
I rubbed my forehead and looked at the floor. What? Oh, not me teach? Are you me teach? You teach me subdue? He nodded.
Mean not kill, hold.
Hold? Wrestling? I hoped they wouldn't put me on collection runs, or whatever they called them here, gathering victims for the Reapers.
Yes, wrestling, exactly.
Shirt and tie threw a look at the men sorting. I noticed he had an orange earplug in his ear. It wasn't attached to a wire, so communication or a personal sound system was out. Wrestling, no. Wrestling, do.
Do now.
He nodded at the escort at the door. The lights went out, and the two men who were sorting papers flew at me like aimed arrows. I heard handcuffs open and felt a hard bar of a baton lever against my elbow. They fought dirty. One stomped my instep with his boot heel as he worked the baton, and the other fired a deafening air horn. I felt the force of it on my fur, but my ears had already closed and twisted back as soon as the lights turned off. Do not be impressed. This was more reflex than intention. Golden when ears go flat during a tooth and claw, whether we want them to or not. Wrestling he wanted, and wrestling he got. My two attackers, so lively and aggressive in their opening moves, relaxed considerably once I had the blades of my forearms up against their windpipes. I hugged them tight until they went limp. The lights went on about the same time that I smelled urine.
Drop him!
The man in the suit and tie was white-faced. He reached for a phone on his desk. He looked a little better as soon as my wrestling partners took deep wheezing breaths